98.1 KZE. It's Wednesday. It's a little after 4 o'clock. And you know what that means. I've got company in the studio. And my guest today was introduced to us via our live band karaoke night at the Lemon Squeeze. It's Jimmy Purr. Welcome, Jimmy.
Hello, MK. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So we met at the Lemon Squeeze. You were working that night.
I was.
And we had live band karaoke. And you got up and sang Whitney Houston, which I loved for a number of reasons. One, because you took time out of your job to come and do that. And two, because you crushed it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, honestly, I don't know what came over me because I was just busting table six, and then I had this intuitive feeling like, I should go up there and sing something. What the heck, I'll sing Whitney Houston. So I went outside to rehearse some of the lyrics, and then I came back inside, and then I actually had found out that I had missed my slot at first, but thankfully
it was flexible.
Thank goodness. Yeah,
especially since you were working.
Yeah.
I was like, he might be busy. He might be in the back. I don't know if he can hear me right now. So yeah, it came back around. But I loved it because I relate so hard because I have also worked in many a restaurant. And I know for a fact that had I been in your shoes, I absolutely would have been on that sign-up sheet.
Oh, yeah. And I love the thrill of like, you know, it's cool to say, yeah, I was mid-shift and I kind of went up and just did a quick number and then went back down. So yeah, it was just, of course, you know, comes from the soul. So good time.
So you are a SUNY New Paltz student.
Yes.
And you're on air at The Edge.
Yes, I am.
Which is awesome. When is your show?
My show is every Monday from 7:30 to 8 p.m.
Cool.
Half-hour talk slot. Very quick, but, you know, nonetheless everlasting. So.
Yeah, and I love that you do talk radio. There's not enough good talk radio.
I agree, yeah. And, again, I love my station and my former DJs, but, you know, talk is slowly a dying breed, so I'm trying to keep it alive.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Like I said, I've got my my advice show now Saturday morning, so I'm on the level.
I'll be tuning in.
So you are a solo musician and you're in a couple of bands. You want to give us some shout outs on those bands?
Yes. So actually, first, I can start with the solo thing. I write my own piano music. I perform a little here and there solo as well. But I'm actually currently producing my roommate's college thesis LP.
Oh, badass.
Which is cool. Yeah, he's a graphic design major and he's creating an album called Thesis, named after his college thesis. He's doing all the graphic design work. He wrote some riffs, some psychedelic guitar stuff, and I'm producing that 10-song LP. It should be out next month.
Man.
So that is really cool. And yes, in terms for my other bands, I'm in a band called Two Hit Wonder with the great Jack Spann, who also plays at Lemon Squeeze some nights. We're actually playing Saturday, March 9th at 9 p.m., so be sure to be there for that.
Awesome. The Squeeze.
Yep, at the Squeeze. Where else but the Lemon Squeeze? And finally, I'm in a band called Full Throttle with my aforementioned roommate and a couple of my friends. We just kind of play loud music at Snugs, and that's just a good time.
Yeah, so. I love that you are in the Snugs scene. I'm glad that there's still new music coming into the Snugs scene.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
it'll never die.
Yeah, I hope it never dies. It's very important to the music scene.
It is. I mean, truly. It's one of the things that, you know, I tell my story pretty much, I feel like, every Friends Day, that, you know, I came up to go to college at New Paltz and then kind of got into the music scene and stuck around. And Snugs was a really big part of that. I was kind of, you know, going to shows. I remember there was an early for me, Snow Bear show that I went to that was kind of the moment that I was like, oh my God, I love this local music scene. I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, Snugs truly gives, I feel like, every musical voice a platform, especially at their Thursday open mics, because you could be, it doesn't matter who you are or what it is, you can go up there and play whatever you want, and you get full creative freedom, and that's how a lot of these local acts actually bud, is through Snugs and through their open mics.
Absolutely, and then, you know, you can move on to places like the Lemon Squeeze.
Right.
And get the classy dinner crowd. Yeah, Snugs, you don't want to go there for dinner, but Lemon Squeeze, you want to go for dinner and the show and the nice drinks and the whole experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, and I do. I love what Kevin is doing over there. I feel like he's super supportive of New Paltz and the Hudson Valley music scene, and has great food as well.
Oh yeah, great food, and of course he's my boss, so he's the best ever. So
we love him,
of course.
No, truly though, yeah. I mean, it's rare to. It's rare to like be plugging something that I actually believe in as hard as I do the Lemon Squeeze.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, so it's nice. Jimmy Purr is my guest on Friends Day. And how did you get into music? Have you been playing keys since you were a kid?
Yes. So in the third grade, I had this little AA battery-powered keyboard, similar to the one I have now. But
smaller?
Yes, much smaller and much more, you know, attuned to a child. But I remember playing the Darth Vader theme on my own, kind of sitting there going, dun, 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 and just figuring it out. And then from that moment, my parents were like, we got to get this kid piano lessons.
Good.
And I took piano lessons until about eighth grade, classical lessons, which has helped me definitely with my fundamentals. And then ever since then, I did some musical theater in high school. You know, shows like Guys and Dolls, 42nd Street, Once Upon a Mattress, the good old stuff. And then that kind of gave me my background into, like, this is the fundamental of, you know, music structure and all that. And I took that by the time I got to college. I wanted to hop in the DIY scene, and I said, you know what, let me take some of that background and that theory and implement it into live performance. So that's what I try to do.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of stuff inspires you now in your songwriting?
Honestly, I've been listening to the Smile Sessions by the Beach Boys from 2011. That's been inspiring. And honestly, just any song that, like, you know, I try to, you know, look past the pop hit and look more towards the art. Mm-hmm. That's what it is really about, in my opinion, is just creating something that is genuine and is not, you know, going to be... And not to say commercialism is inherently bad, but just creating what's pure to yourself and writing in a genuine manner is what I try to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's hard. It's hard to know, like, how much... Like, everything is influenced by something, right? Like, there's no way to write something that's not either consciously or subconsciously influenced by something else, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, history is doomed to repeat itself, so...
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
See that constantly, constantly.
And you just can't block out noise from your brain. And,
yep.
And, you know, I think that's why we get some cases of, like, parallel songwriting sometimes where, like, people get sued for something. And you can tell the difference between, like, okay, yeah, you totally lifted this riff or this beat or whatever it was, between, like, I think you guys just kind of had the same idea.
Yeah, it's very, you know, fine line. You got to be careful with that, especially if you're releasing your songs publicly. But,
yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I mean, if it sounds good to you and you're 98% sure you're not ripping off someone from the 1950s or any other decade, then go for it.
Yeah, yeah. And never be afraid to just throw the spaghetti at the wall. And, you know, you can always evolve. And, you know, I think I've kind of run into the trap of not recording things or not finishing a song because I wasn't, you know, fully satisfied with it or fully psyched on it. When, like, I think really the thing to do is just, like, complete the thing and then have it there. And then, you know, you just go make something else.
It's better than not completing it. That's what I always say. And I had that realization too early where, you know, I was writing a million riffs and everything is a half a song. And then you get to a point where you have 500 voice memos and you're sitting there like, well, now what? Because yeah. Now I got to, you know, I have to delete apps like DoorDash to hold all these voice memos. So it's like...
Who needs DoorDash?
Yeah, right. Who needs them?
Just go to the restaurant. You live in New Paltz. You can walk everywhere.
Ironically, it's helped me, you know, get up and go and pick up the food instead of wasting more money. So that's one thing. But that's not the important thing. I should have DoorDash on my phone. And I should also be able to finish songs. And that is, of course, by not stacking up a bunch of voice memo ideas and actually creating the whole piece, putting a bow on it, saying this is done, and then go on to the next thing.
Yeah, well said. Well, on that note, I would love to hear some of what you've been working on. Tell me a little bit about what you're going to play for us today.
Yeah, sure. So I'm trying to write an album currently, but it's in terms of its production, that's, you know, many moons away. But I'm still in the beginning phases of it. I have a kind of a piano suite for you. So two songs that kind of bleed into each other about different things. This one's mainly about just, like, you know, joining together, just making sure that everybody is unified in the world. That's pretty much what they're about.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Well, without further ado, from New Paltz, New York, on Friends Day on 98.1 KZE, it's Jimmy Purr.
Time again, oh, the places you'll go. Try to mend the broken pieces in a pattern so sublime. In time, you must find the right kind. Although every so often I can't remember why. Serenade, the side. Here and now, consolidate your mind, and I will buy another round. On we go. Now you are so far away, you did not hesitate to see if there were any more of them. High, I'm floating on it. Anytime you look to find someone, they will find you too. Everybody thinks that they're a chosen one. Despite the hour, crumbling towers strike me, regardless of their weight. And while they disintegrate, I realize I can take a little more. Despite the evergreen trees I saw in the maze, for you to come around and say, I'm sorry for the friends you made after all this time. Your understanding love is everlasting, but still I feel I break. I cannot assimilate with me. You don't know. Despite a never causing action, despite heard a clock strike through the air, despite not knowing every time that I'd succeed. Despite believing that I would, despite the soot Norwegian wool that you would breathe, that you would breathe. I can't feel my body anymore, despite the summer breeze. Gone by, yeah, and for all eternity, you would ask for
KZE. That was Jimmy Purr from New Paltz, New York, with a piece of an original composition. That is gorgeous.
Thanks. Yeah. Whew, sorry, I gotta regain my breath.
That was a lot. That was.
Yeah.
That was a lot for one person to do. That was incredible, and I can't wait to hear. All I could think was like, I can't wait to hear the finished product of this.
Yeah, it's a lot more than that. And right now in my brain, that's probably still in the former half, probably around songs 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Out of probably 10 to 15, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it reminds me of, like, you know, the early, like, Janelle Monáe orchestral suites, and clearly, you know, there's the Smile influence. I mean, it's, yeah, bravo.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And do you have a time frame? Do you know kind of when you're going to be able to get all of this recorded? Or are you still kind of in the creative flow right now?
Well, I'd like to think I'm hopefully on the latter half of the creative flow. It's just all about just, again, like we talked about earlier, enough with the half riffs, half measures. It just, at some point, you got to just say, all right, this is done. This is going to go like this, because after a long time, it's never going to get done. So
yeah, yeah.
Hopefully by this summer, we can get into some production.
Yeah. And do you envision this as a full band, full orchestra, or is it going to be piano and vocal only?
Well, you know, it's going to be difficult to get my hands on an orchestra. So I think as of right now, it's just going to be piano, vocal, keep it basic.
Cool.
But I can hear an orchestra in my head, but just probably not in the LP.
Well, you know, you never know. You're in New Paltz. It's an incredible music scene. A lot of people play a lot of instruments.
That's a good point there.
Yeah. So never say never. Once again, Jimmy Purr has been my guest on Friends Day. You can catch him with one of his bands, Two Hit Wonder, March 9th at the Lemon Squeeze. And the other band, remind me the name again.
Full Throttle.
Full Throttle. And are both of those on social media? What's the best way to find out?
Ironically, Full Throttle is Two Hit Wonders, not yet. We still got to get our page up, but cool. We've been more active over longer. So
yeah. And I tagged Jimmy on our Instagram today, so you can follow him there and keep up on all of his musical doings. And Monday nights is your radio show?
Yes, Monday nights, 7:30 to 8 on WFMP 88.7 The Edge.
Right on. Yeah, listen to more college radio. I love that we have a college radio station.
I agree 100%.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Jimmy, thank you so much for being my guest on Friends Day.
Pleasure to be here, MK, and thank you very much for having me as well.
We got your community bulletin board right now, and Peter Tosh up next on KZE.